Lord, I'm so excited about your words to me. Forget the past and its failures. Look and perceive it. I am doing a new thing in your midst. Wow. Thank you for these wonderful opportunities. Amen. There is so much I want to share with you, family. Some amazing things are happening at Heart Dwellers. It seems that the persecution from YouTube has elevated us to a new level. We've all come together tighter than ever to make things work. Not necessarily on Vimeo, but as far as our help and family relationships are going, and the plans that we have for the future for our website, so we won't be dependent on any venue. Well, my first husband, whom I had four children with, decided to come out to Taos to be with his kids and came on board as a member of our team. Imagine that. He's a very good person and in love with Jesus as well. Experienced in call centers, he has a beautiful touch with people. And my daughter, who is a seer, has visions, dreams, and insights into people, and she's deeply devoted to Jesus. She is handling a lot of my correspondence because I no longer can. In order to make music, dear ones, I need at least 9 hours of time per day, and there's no way that is going to happen unless I start delegating. So the Lord has sent me some wonderful people to take over. A little bumpy getting started in training, but we're very, very excited about what the Lord has for the future, and I'm overwhelmed with joy. Because the people around me and on the channel are going way past me in what they've been taught by the Lord on our channel. They are holier, more on fire, more dedicated, more talented, and just bursting with new life. I'm utterly amazed at what God is doing. Once I got over the tempter's insinuations that I should be jealous, how dare they? Once I got over that lie and sent it back to where it came from, all I can do is look around me and rejoice at the ripe fruit dropping everywhere around me, new ministries as well. How amazing you are, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my life has not been in vain. This is so exciting, dear ones, but it will require a bit of patience with me, please. I'm going to be introducing other gifted seers so they can share what's going on in their lives and how Jesus handles it, as well as any words that they get about the nation. I will discern these postings thoroughly, rest assured. I want you to receive the best. What is happening in their lives is so rich and fruitful, and I want you to hear what they're doing and how their relationship with the Lord has grown. It really is exciting. Many of these have been ostracized from ministering in their churches because they have taught what Jesus gives us on this channel, especially the knee-jerk reactions to Mary and the sacraments. So they have paid a very high price to grow in the Lord, and we can all benefit from hearing their testimonies. Carol is one, my daughter is another, and a couple on the prayer team also have things to share. For the time being, I'm not going to give the enemies their names. Suffice it to say they're amazing, and I do so want you to hear how God is moving in their lives. Some of the testimonials of the Blessed Mother are heart-stoppers. They are so amazing. I will still be posting messages and teachings as the Lord continues to give me things for you, and I am remaining with you, but shifting the bulk of my work to others so I'm free for music. Please pray this transition goes smoothly. All of them are highly capable. I just don't know exactly how to handle all this help yet, so I can be freer. Now, a little secret for those of you that are really wanting to talk to me or really wanting to have situations discerned or get help with them. The best way to do that is to send a message on Vimeo. Writing a letter is not the best way. The reason being is I don't have time to read all these letters and then answer them. But I can get on Vimeo and read a message and be able to answer you a whole lot faster. So right now we're running a month behind on answers to people who have written in, and a lot of those letters are going to be going to my daughter to discern, because I just don't have the time for them. And she'll pass any back to me that are serious and really need my attention. So I'm going to kind of miss all the beautiful mail I get, not seeing it all the time, because some of you are so sweet and so loving, and you absolutely make my day. But I have to do something in order to be able to make any progress at all with the other part of my mission. Lord, have you anything to add? And Jesus began. Boy, I didn't expect him to say this. I really didn't. Jesus began, "What you are doing is totally my will for you, and it is right, and a good sign that those around you should surpass you and outdo you. This is what I want for all my ministers. You teach, I empower, they grow, and it's time to send them out. It has also been my way to raise up ministries from a pastor's hard work. Sadly, there is jealousy and control that hampers the ones I send them, and they end up bearing no fruit. I wish I could get it across to you, pastors. You are here to raise up, not to hold back, the talented in your midst. It has always been a challenge to let go and let them fly. Your insecurities have killed many of your churches, and the ones that remain tend to do so out of habit or relationship to the leader's family. Tragic that so many have been held back. Absolutely tragic. A church that is not raising up new ministries has serious problems. Jealousy and infighting, controlling and censoring has destroyed many souls I had great hopes for. Dear, dear leader, when I send you people, watch for the ones that are ready to move into their own ministries. Encourage them, mentor them, assign them, tend to them with love, and enable them to move into their own giftings. Do not tolerate jealousy in your congregation. If you make all the decisions I suggest to you, those who cause these problems, many of them wealthy or influential, will leave your congregation, and that's a good thing. That gives you the freedom to lead your flock according to my vision and my wishes. There is very little that is more detrimental to the body than controlling members of a church. I will not be controlled by anyone, and neither should you. Let them leave, and you move into a smaller house to survive. I will bless you with more in my timing, but you remain faithful to me. For some of you pastors, that is a great test. You have grown comfortable in your lifestyle and have fears about the big donors leaving. I would rather have a poor church following me than an affluent one following each other to nowhere. Worship suffers substantially when you bow to the demands of people. The anointed are left out, and they wither in discouragement. Boy, I've experienced this one firsthand. Their gift is compromised, their future is altered, unless, of course, they leave and find a church that will receive them. I'm not talking about letting anyone get up and lead worship. What I'm talking about is the anointing. When you see it in a musician, you have a heart-dwelling musician. Work with them and raise them up. Do not let them be attacked by jealousy and controlling members of your congregation. Defend the anointing. Many of you are still very immature and want to protect your standing in the church. Never should that be an issue. If you are standing before men, but not standing before me, you and your people are in serious trouble. I cannot do 2/3 of what I want to do in a body of believers because of jealousy, infighting, vying for position, competing to be top dog. If you want to be pastoring my flock, Holy Spirit is to be honored over all others. How many of you right now are squirming in your seats? Am I bringing something to the surface? Are you feeling conviction? I honor your dedication and hard work, but it is all in vain if you do not honor my presence my anointing in those that are in the congregation that might be looked down upon. I need you to throw off the fetters of comfort and materialism and stand tall for my anointed ones. Stand tall, defend, enable, train up these little ones, and watch my spirit move. Watch your church fill up with people who are hungry for God, hungry for me, not pew warmers. I am with you in this. There is no time like the present. Consider my words and begin in your heart to recognize the anointing in your congregation. And don't be surprised if those very people are criticized, because jealousy is a deadly poison that is allowed to run rampant and control a congregation. I am the only one who wants to control that congregation, and it's up to you to stand in what I want and to see to it that my will is done. Then my kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven, and you will be shocked at the beautiful people who will fill your church, because you are truly moving in my will. Rise up, my true pastors and shepherds. Rise up and follow me. Follow my anointing, for I am with you in this.